Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Redoubt inside Patriot territory, listening to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on this fine Thursday morning.
Good morning, everyone. We hope that you're having a great morning and, well, kind of like we are.
Yeah. I got my cup of coffee here and I just want to stretch and just what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Let's do a radio show.
Hey, there you go.
Since we're already
it seems appropriate for right about now.
It's just casual. You know, this is our way of this. This would be kind of cool if we could do this in our kitchen, right, on our living room, our kitchen table, where we're just like have all of our friends just sit around for a cup of coffee in the morning and just talk about the issues. And that's kind of what this feels like.
Well, it
feels
like it we're is taking more them, or less something like that.
Yeah, we're taking them with us on this this journey, so we don't get to hear you guys, but. It's like we're all in this together.
Oh boy. Oh, well, man. let's not get to that.
Oh man, I was
level.
Fueling up. I had to stop. I said we're leaving. We're leaving here and we're going because of the little advertisement every 30 seconds. We understand these changes are unusual. We thank you for wearing your mask and we're all in this together, and the longer we all put up with it, the quicker we, you know, this will be over with. We can return to normal. I'm like, oh my goodness. It's just like this, like a George Orwellian type of.
I know. They're still trying to convince you that it's going on and that you have to participate. And
right.
Such a twilight zone out there. And I'm just so inspired by the fact that September 15th was mask burning day across the nation.
Isn't that great?
It's about time. Good
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, people are getting fed up.
We were told 1 to 2 weeks in the beginning. Remember that?
Oh, boy, do I.
And,
oh, yeah. Just 10 days, 2 weeks tops.
Here we are. The middle of September.
Yeah, I have to extend it for a week. But didn't we call it, though? I mean, we called this, like, you know what? They're going to keep two-weeking this all the way out to this is about right. Disrupting the elections.
Yep.
And it was like, well, that was hard to fathom back in, you know, February, March, April.
Right.
When, you know, November was like forever out. Well, it's coming up. 45 days, something like 40 days.
Yeah.
It was just coming up so fast.
And people have been so compliant and trying to honor, you know, what they're being told to do, even though they know it's not right. I mean, not everybody knows it's not right, but the people that do are still being peaceful about it. And so I was just inspired that people kind of finally got fed up with it.
Yeah.
You know, this is, they've seen enough of the.
And the righteous people.
They've seen enough of the evidence to make their own assessment and say, you know what? Even the CDC said only 6% of their cases were actual COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. And isn't it interesting to see how fast the little fact checker, how they're quick, they're trying to do damage control on that CDC.
Oh yeah, because they're losing control. They're so ecstatic about this huge scam they pulled over on everybody. They don't want it to end.
Right. Yeah, we find this this report, the way it was reported, is false, and so we hereby declare those of us who do fact checking on the payroll paid by George Soros, who pays our wages, we find this story to be false. You're right. It is encouraging to see that more and more people are just, they have been polite and they have been long suffering in this charade.
That's right.
Hmm.
Yes. And so, you know, it's all things must come to an end. So it's been good. It's been real. It hasn't been real good.
That's right. Yeah. Another couple things that have to come to an end. Joe Biden running from President Trump, refusing to debate him, and Governor Inslee running and hiding from police chief Culp, who's also the gubernatorial GOP, the governor candidate for the Republicans, wanting to debate, and these leftists socialists hiding. Well, they can't hide anymore. They're being drawn out.
That's right.
That's going to happen. We'll talk about that more. We got the details here. So Lady Liberty has the word of the day, something we can't hide from. You can run, but you can't hide from the word of God. We've got it.
Well, thank goodness. That's geez, it's a blessing. So
to us.
To us, for sure. So the word of the day for Thursday comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 8 and 9, which read, "The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools." That one is just, that one's excellent. Mm. And you know, hey, didn't we just say, well, all things must come to an end, right? It says the end of a thing is better than its beginning. Isn't that the case here?
Yeah, some things, yeah. Sheesh. That, yeah, it's true, but...
And yes, and to the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit, without a doubt. Pride can sneak in on a person, and they don't even know it. We've had lots of discussions about this because people will more or less agree you can't see yourself, right? Everyone else can see you, but you can't see yourself, and so. You know, we're talking about when something like, you know, something is happening with a brother, it says that you are to, in the spirit of love, tell them, you know, about their stumbling, their falling, so that they don't continue to stumble and fall.
Out of love, because you're looking out for them.
Right. And so in the way of being, you know, prideful or whatever, most people can't even see it. They don't know how that's happening, or how they're coming across, or what's even, you know, happening with, you know, kind of the end result of pride.
Right.
And so, you know, when you see it happening in your brother and sister, if you can figure out a kind way to kind of let them know, it's you're helping them, actually.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Okay. So let's see. We're thank you for that. That's very encouraging, uplifting. Ecclesiastes adds a lot of that type of clarification. Yeah, there's a season and a time for everything. There's a time.
That's right.
You know, so right now it's a time for us to be very alert, very engaged, have the full armor on.
Right.
And, you know, be involved here. Be involved in what's going on around us. This is not the time for us to be apathetic.
That's right. You don't want to be a complacent.
No.
In fact, the Bible describes complacent women, and that's a big no-no. You don't want to. Well, and the men, of course.
Sure.
You know, I think they're more referred to as like sloth or laziness or something. But complacent women are right in that same category.
Well, we're here in this situation that we're in because of.
Complacency,
apathy.
That's right.
And
cowardice.
Right. And laziness. Sometimes it's just, I just want to go do this fun thing over here. That thing over there takes too much energy, and I don't want to deal with it. You know. So, yeah. Here, there's a number of reasons why we're in the situation that we're in, and it's all fixable.
Right.
It was all preventable, I should say. I don't know. There comes up. A point where it's, you get past the point of no return, you can't fix it, you know.
Right.
Once the teeters and the weight shifts, you finally get to that point. I'm concerned that we're, you know, there or very close to it, or maybe have already passed that point, you know. So.
Well, and there is some truth to that, and we do have the chance to redeem our complacency and our apathy in this election, though. I mean, yeah. I really think that if the Christians will just stand up and cast their votes for a change,
I mean,
they're the largest group of people that don't and won't vote.
Yeah.
And so if they would just do that, they would make everything better for all their brothers and sisters. It's an act of love to improve their lives. So.
Yeah. There's a lot going on right now, you know, as far as the political realm. And I think that we're definitely called to action. That's the battlefield that, you know, that like you've, you know, well articulated that's the battlefield we're being called to. And that's where the enemy is, you know, declaring victories. And we need to step forward and claim what God has given us.
Right.
And not let somebody just walk away with it. Just take it right out of your hand and walk away with it. God gave it to us, this talking about this nation and our freedoms, you know, to be good stewards of. Those people that definitely want to try to take it away from us starting tomorrow, well, starting today, actually, is
The 17th. Right. Yes, the 17th.
Right. So you've got communist organizations saying that they are going to lay siege to the White House up until and through beyond the elections.
Which is, you know, like, again, makes my head spin. Are you kidding?
I know. So, but, you know, the government's official response at the federal level is they're just treating this like a bunch of protesters that are just venting, right? This is much more serious than that.
Right.
So.
I don't think I can ever recall any group saying they're laying siege to the White House, ever. Right.
And they're going to overthrow this president, and they're going to remove him, and they're talking, you know, even by force. And, I mean, it's the type of language is pure hostility.
Oh, yeah.
And this is not a political process.
Pure coup.
So why are we talking about getting involved in the political process? Because they're saying no matter how the election turns out, there's going to be violence. If Trump wins, they're not going to accept it. There's going to be, you know, blood in the streets and this kind of stuff. If Joe Biden, Kamala Harris wins and drags Sleepy Joe along with her, then there will be no holds barred. All the things they ever dreamed of doing, they're going to do. So either way, there's going to be conflict.
Right.
So our job is to be engaged in the political process right up to that point. Don't worry about civil war and all that kind of stuff that's going to happen because of the elections. You focus on one thing at a time. After that, we'll deal with that. We know that's a very strong probability.
Right.
That there will be unrest if you're going to gauge it off of history, historical examples, and where we're at. Yeah, it looks like there will be hostility.
And taking them at their own word, they said they were going to. So
exactly. There's a great point. There's not a conspiracy theory factor right, here. They're right. saying this is we are going to burn this place down.
Right.
We are going to throw that president out. We will not accept a victory by Trump. We are going to make his supporters pay. They've demonstrated crime, violence,
right.
everything else. If he wins, they're not going to accept it. Well, chances are he's going to win. This is going to be like a landslide because the majority of the people see what things are for what they are.
Right.
Communism, straight up. It's communism. It's Christ versus it's good versus evil.
Yep.
It's Christianity versus communism.
Yep.
Straight up.
Yep.
And it's patriots versus socialists. This is what it's down to.
Right.
There's just no way around
right.
it.
Like so. I said, like I had said before, this is not your standard election of two parties, you know, going up against each other. This is a foreign takeover running against our president.
Yes.
You know, and so it's not even a legitimate race. I mean, how can a foreign communist infiltration run in a presidential election?
Right.
How is that even happening?
Well, because they've got people where, you know, complying with they've been able to play the smoke and mirrors game so well that people don't even understand, A, they don't understand what they're seeing, what's happening, and B, the rest of them don't, if they could understand it, they don't care. It's right. like they're not interested.
Right.
They want to just see football get started up again.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what we're dealing with, you know, bread and circuses. Keep the people happy and fed and fat and happy and entertained, and you could do anything you want.
Yeah, pretty
that's,
much.
And that's where we are. You
right.
know, so
it's a complacency factor again.
Yeah, the remnant. Be part of the remnant now. Yeah. That's going to be a difficult thing to do.
Right.
It won't be easy to be part of the remnant, but it will be critical. It's critical that you are if you want to be on the good side, on the side, the right side of this good versus evil, Christ versus the world, patriots versus socialists, Americans versus communists, you know, however you know, Christians versus communists.
Yeah, this is not Republican versus Democrat.
Oh, no.
Not even close.
No, this is we're past all that. So.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what? Let's take a break. Let's talk about some of these while we're pretending to be Democrat and Republican. There are some debates coming up. We'll talk about that. There's actually a lot of stuff we can discuss, but we'll try to We'll cram in as much as we can. How's that sound?
Shed some light on some stuff.
Amen. All right, we'll be right back. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Stay right there.
For a government to let expire a temporary tax? And how many times have you known government to repeal any measure which grants power to itself or removes liberty from the citizens? I can count the number of times on one finger and a thumb, with their tips touching one another, of course. John Adams said, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever." There is an exception, however, and that is when things begin anew. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
The world is caught in an era of socialist expansion. Most of the nations are affected, and America is a target. In fact, the number one target of both the socialist and the communist. If we permit our great system to crumble through the apathy of our citizenship, we shall lose not only our freedom, but our prosperity and our still brighter future.
We are back at The Morning Commute on this fine Thursday morning here in the Free Zones, deep in Patriot Held territory. My name is John Jacob Schmidt, and if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too, and I'm joined by Lady Liberty, the voice behind the microphone from Liberty State Radio, and now the political church.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, that's right. Good morning, everyone, again. And we're back to talking about a couple of election debates that are going to be particularly interesting.
Yes.
With Governor Inslee and the governor candidate for the Republicans, which is Lauren Culp,
yep.
who
Great
we're
guy.
All very, very excited about. And so... Yep. And by the way, he has a very, very strong chance of winning this election.
Yes, he does. Because of what we were talking about before the break, there is an awakening. Folks who have been up to this point apathetic are starting to say, this has gone too far. I can't just sit this out anymore.
Right.
I have to, you know, there has to be an alternative to this guy who's had, you know, the nonstop, unopposed restrictions that keeps, you know, dragging it out with Governor Inslee. It's just obvious that there's an agenda that's being carried out here. We got to put a stop to it. And that's what people are saying. They're saying we got to get behind Lauren Culp. Great guy, strong, incredibly strong grassroots movement. But calling for a debate, well, Inslee's been hiding. He can't hide anymore. There's going to be a debate on TVW. That's TVW.org, as in TV Washington or Television Washington.
And we are going to get our popcorn and
oh,
we're going to sit, you know, with bated breath, basically.
Yes. This is going to be great. I am looking forward to seeing this because we know that he's going to have the teleprompters in the background trying to guide him and help him with to stand up against Lauren Culp. But he's going to have to give some account. He's going to have to give an account. There is, right now, excuse me, the Liberty Daily. I was looking at Liberty Daily, and it says all 58 fires in Washington State are caused by humans. The State Commissioner of Public Lands says Democrat Governor Jay Inslee blames climate change. Now, this is over here at Liberty Daily. That's just the headline that I'm reading there. But, yeah, 58 fires in Washington State. Actually, I do have the article up over here. I want to see this governor be held accountable for these types of things, these fires
too.
That are this out
too.
Of control.
Yep. Well, and as it should be, because when you're elected to be the person in charge, you are the one that's responsible for things that are happening on your watch.
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah, I agree. I want to see him answer some questions about some things that have happened.
Yep. A lot of things. And, here's the bottom line. It really doesn't even matter what he says. He is just, this was the reason for Liberty State. The way those people think, the values that they hold, if you want to call them values, anti-values, they're just completely incompatible. Right? Over there, they think two men should be able to be married.
Right.
Over here, we don't think two men should be, you can't be married. It's just pretend.
Right.
It's not even real. And we don't want to be forced to pretend along with that kind of stuff. We don't want to have, they think that our public libraries should be venues for transvestites to read books to children while children are sitting in their laps. We don't think how can you even debate? I mean, just,
right.
You couldn't even logically, rationally reason with these types of people.
Well, and even more than that, Liberty State all started because of different things that were happening that were absolutely unconstitutional. I mean, illegal. These things that they've been doing are illegal. And so we're saying, you know what? We have to return to the rule of law.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point, because nobody on the east side of the state was even being represented in the House or the Senate anymore, because, you know, they've got majority over there on the west side, and we always had the minority vote for the past 30 years. And so every single time they took a vote, we just got swept under the rug. And
right.
So we were looking to restore the power of the vote to the people over here. And so, you know, it was a big push.
Well, you know, on one hand I say, you know, why, how can they even debate? Because it's not like you're trying to win one person or the other over. I think the important part with this, you know, debate, if you want to call it that, is not so much a debate, but a calling out. You know, calling them out like this, these are the things you stand for. This is why you should vote for Lauren Culp, because these are the absolutely lunacy policies that this individual here has been pushing in Washington State. This is why you should vote for Lauren Culp.
Well, and I think that the contrast is going to be so stark.
Yep.
I mean, once the both of them start speaking, who is going to be the one telling the truth and who's going to be the deceiver?
Right.
And it is strictly those two. It's the truth speaker and the deceiver.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren is, he's so straightforward. There's nothing hidden about that guy. And he's right on point on every point. And he's proven that he is just willing to, you know, to do what it takes to stand up
yes.
for the people and for the rule of law. And this state needs that so badly. And so I'm just giddy with the idea that thinking we have the opportunity to possibly even turn this state from a Democrat to a Republican state in this election.
Right.
Just because of the Christian voters. Because we are just, our numbers are massive in this state if
they
we
are.
Will just vote.
Exactly. Speaking of apathy, and this is really the only reason why President Trump, why Governor Inslee is in the position that he's in, is because of the apathy of the Christian voters.
Yes,
and you know, and I'm hopeful. I know you're hopeful. We're hopeful that this has been such a jolt, that it's going to rise people. It's shaking them out of that slumber. They've been just this hazy days,
right?
That it seems like they've been
well,
in
a
our
lot
countrymen.
Of people have been, you know, because things haven't been as bad as they have been this year. They've been allowed to kind of kick back and enjoy themselves. But this really brought it to the forefront, to where people had no choice. They couldn't go and find something else to do. You couldn't even go anywhere. You know, everything
right.
was brought to a screeching halt because of an agenda, you know, that was anti-Christian. So,
yes.
So, you know, now it's, I think people are becoming very much well aware of, you know, how they can help and make a better influence and a better life for their fellows. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and also on the national level, we have Joe Biden. Finally, he's not able to run and hide anymore. He's going to have to face the Trump. And
yes, the second race that we will just be excited about.
Yeah, we are very excited about that. Just watching this. See, there's no way that Joe Biden can hold up in a debate. It's
well,
just not even.
It was like Mike Wallace was interviewing Trump, and he said, "I'm going to interview Biden." And Trump says, "You can't interview Biden.
He's incompetent.
He's incompetent. He can't even do an interview."
Right. and that's what we've seen is not just mocking him. He's
that's actually an observance.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great observation. Yeah. And you know, I think he's right.
Well, and that's the thing too, is you can say something like that without being cutting or demeaning at all. You're stating a fact.
Right.
The, you know, if that person can't even complete a competent sentence,
yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah, coherent. So we don't have a date. I can't find a date yet for the Biden Trump. It may be out there. I just haven't found it yet. But that's coming up. That's going to be. We're going to know the dates here real soon. But the date for the Lauren Culp and Jay Inslee governor race debate in Washington State is going to be October 7th. And that will be hosted on TVW, which is TV Washington, TVW.org. This is kind of like their like Washington State's C-SPAN. And the reason why we're focused on this is because, you know, the majority of this listening audience, since we're broadcasting out of Spokane, a lot of our listening audience are Washington residents. So, but you know, hey, there are folks that are from Tennessee to North Carolina or wherever who are watching this race very closely because of how strong of a stance that Lauren Culp has taken on the Second Amendment and other freedom issues, and how, look, Jay Inslee has put himself way out there at front and center for the entire world. I mean, you see references to that governor made in national news and all these aggregate news sites, as much, if not more, than, you know, pretty much any other governor.
Right, than Newsom. And
exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's those
maybe
two.
The mayor of Chicago, you know, those high profile. So
right.
His policies, he's done that to himself through his own policies.
Right, and that debate will be from 8 to 9 p.m., and it's following that evening's vice presidential debate, too. So,
it's going to be an interesting night. It's going to be really interesting. Oh, Mike Pence against
Kamala Harris.
Oh, man.
That's gosh, I mean, it's...
Another knockout!
I know, it's exciting. I can't wait.
Well, hey, we're out of time. You guys, you have a blessed day. You be safe out there, and man, keep your powder dry. Stay in prayer, really, and stay in the Word. Super important. It's a reminder for all of us.
That's right.
So until tomorrow morning, we've got, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. I think we're going to hit on some of this education stuff, back to school stuff. Pretty important. There's some very revealing things. But you guys have a blessed day. This is John Jacob Schmidt.
That's right. All of you have a wonderful Thursday, and God bless all of you.